Smile FM playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. It is Tuesday, which means it is Tech Talk with Tienus. Welcome, Tienus.
Thank you.
Tienus Janssen from Rensburg is here from Bandwidth Blog. And today we are talking about things that make the 12-year-old boy that's still somewhere in my psyche extremely happy. Because we're talking about new gaming handheld consoles.
The news is just starting to come out and it's making us all very, very excited. So we have news now that Sony is definitely developing a new fully fledged mobile handheld gaming console. And the news has come out that this new handheld will be able to play fully fledged PS5 games on device.
That's insane.
So it's a very big move because just in this past year, Sony released the PlayStation Portal, which looks like a handheld console, but effectively it's just a screen and remote control that connects to your PS5. That's right. All it really does.
Right.
So people didn't love it. I mean, it's very convenient if you have it, but for the price, you can just use your phone and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But this is completely different. It is a full console, everything happening on device. And according to some sources, Xbox is also going to be releasing an Xbox handheld within the next couple of years. So this landscape is going to change completely. It's not only going to be Switch. That is Nintendo with the Switch that is going to be in this handheld game. It might be very exciting in a year or two.
Poor Nintendo, that's kind of the only thing that was keeping them going.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because they've never really followed the same recipe as Xbox and PlayStation with these very powerful kind of PC-level graphics in a console. They've always done something very different, and the Switch is that. I mean, you can use it as a handheld. You can connect it to the dock and play it on the TV.
Yeah.
It's more family-orientated most of the time, so it'll be so interesting to see what happens if Xbox and Sony come out with competing devices. Because you remember back in the day, we had the PSP and the PS Vita, and they were amazing. And they just couldn't make it work with the PS Vita. But the PlayStation Portal, the first PSP, was extremely successful. The PlayStation Portable, I should say. So if they come out with a new handheld that can play full PS5 games, that would be amazing.
And with the
latest technology, with the latest chipsets, the processors for making the CPUs and the GPUs are down to 4 nanometers, which means they can shrink all this down very, very well. And that could mean a lot of power in a very small package. So I'm very excited to see what happens over the next couple of years as the news comes out. We'll share more.
The hair on my arms is standing up.
The only thing we don't know is price.
Price is probably going to be the arm that I spoke about and a leg.
Yes. It's probably going to cost just a little bit less, if not very close to a PlayStation 5, for example.
Do you think it's going to get to a point where you'll also have like a sort of port where you could use it as, you know, like with your TV and so on and so forth?
Possibly, who knows? I mean, that would fly directly in Nintendo's face. Depending on the technology, maybe. I mean, Nintendo didn't do that because they couldn't fit enough technology, enough power to have kind of fully fledged, graphically intensive games on that small console and still be able to use it on the TV. So if the technology is there, maybe, but let's see what happens.
Oh, man, this is so exciting. We're going to return to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. If you want to find out more about this and other subjects, please do go and check out Bandwidth Blog. They chat a lot about science and tech. We will see Tienus next week. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's great. Otherwise, I'll be talking to myself. Back to the music after these.